Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemons, lemons. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now, I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm getting much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemons. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your founding. Your body's on sugar cane. Great life gives you lemons. Take lemonade.
Come on.
I was saved for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have in each day. If I can just get out of my own way.
When life gives you lemons. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More people ask for my autograph than for him. They're not going to tell you that. That little, like, rap part, where we're like, lemonade, so dumb. It's already been done, like, a billion times. But luckily, I was in the shot, because I saved it. Redemption. You're welcome, Alex.
That was Alex Boyer and the song Lemonade. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson. And if life gives you lemons, make a martini show. It's a show for the tame and the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broken happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. On my show, you'll get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, or just want to share information of importance. I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there will be no discussion, religion, or politics. And if you're interested in being a co-host or a guest, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Again, that's gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And as I had put in the post, that we have a special guest who is on for the second time, part two. She came on a couple of months ago. I can't really remember how long it's been, but anyway, she's back, Goddess Jade Byron. And I'm going to get right into the show, because if you were listening to the last show, you know the things that she does. She's a womb healer, relationship expert, and she wears many hats. She's also a radio personality, so we're going to get right into it with Miss Byron, Goddess Jane Byron, this evening. And now we're going to try to recap a little bit from the first time she was on, and, you know, bring you up to date, and then we're going to get on to some new things this evening. So without further ado, Jane, Goddess Jade, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know,
being here.
Right, right. Because and you're definitely always welcome. We love having you over here as well. So, you know, it's a mutual thing. So we're going to.
I love your metaphor. I do want to say I love your metaphor on life. So your intro was beautiful. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, because, you know, my show has been reformatted. You know, it used to be Delicious Talk, you know, about various topics, but I decided to change it to this particular subject matter because of different things that I went through in my life. And, you know, some of the shows basically talk about different things that have happened to me, you know, opposed to other people. But I do encourage people who have been through trials and tribulations to call in and, you know, we can talk about it and, you know, share some experiences going from being victim to victorious, you know, different things of that nature. So that is why I... And, you know, as far as, like, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's not the only thing you can do with those lemons. So, you know, you can make martinis, cakes, cookies, candy, or whatever. So I just put martinis because also my show is for the mature listening audience. And I don't mind having a martini every once in a while. You know, so.
Me neither.
You know, that's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
really
I will say, I will, let me just first apologize to your listeners, you and everyone else who's seen my post, because I knew that it had lemons in it, but I could not remember the name. So if you see my post, I said formally Delicious Talk Radio, because I wanted them to know it's the same show, it's just a different name.
Right.
I just couldn't remember
right.
the name, so I didn't come out and say, I don't remember the name, so I just said formally Delicious Talk Radio.
Well, they did get the message, and it still goes by Delicious Talk Radio, but, you know, the you know, it just changed the name of it because it's just a little different, you know, a little different show, you know. So like I had explained, this is basically a show about things that happened in my life, and, you know, if people want to call up and share what happened in their life, you know, as well. And, you know, it's all good. You know,
absolutely.
And besides the fact
absolutely.
That I have different guests, you know, people who are, like I spoke of, people who are experts or, you know, whatever you want to come on and talk about is okay with me as long as it doesn't get, you know, out of hand, you know, because I've been on shows where one show I was on, this guy got on there. It wasn't my show. I was a guest on a person's show. And a guy got on there, he went buck. Wow, and I kept trying to alert the host to hang up on him, but for some reason she had me on mute at that particular time, but that show was really, it was crazy, you know.
Mm.
So, Yeah, you have to be very careful, you know, people you answer the phone to and let them talk, you know.
Absolutely.
So if it had been me, he would have been cut off because for some reason I felt that he was going to go south with it, you know. But like I said, she had me on mute, so I couldn't, you know, say anything to her. You know, I'm screaming and hollering, hang up on him, hang up. And it was just terrible, the things he was saying. It was, it was hard.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sometimes we can feel as radio personalities, we can feel a conversation and be like, okay, you know, I've had my hand on the hang up button many a day when
right.
I hear the voice, and I'm like, wait a second, you know. So I've had those moments. I'm just preparing to hang up on you because you just sound like you get Rego left.
Yeah, and I can't understand why she didn't pick it up, you know, but I guess, you know, some people just want to, are so bad in wanting exposure or whatever, or, you know, just being out there having people on this show saying whatever, whatever. But on my show, if that happens, I definitely hang up on them, you know, because even if I get
Absolutely.
A little inkling, you know, if they sound like they're going to go south, click.
mm-hmm. Not
you
even
know.
Giving you a
but
chance.
Right, but anyway, we're not even going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Goddess Byron. Can you give them a little recap, just a little recap of what we spoke of? When were you on, a couple of months ago?
It's been a few months, yeah. It's been a couple
right,
of months,
right.
So you're about right. Yeah.
Right, we were discussing it had gotten so good at the end until we just said we're going to have to do a part two. So that
yes,
is the reason.
Because we were talking about a lot of different things. I think that we had some of the stuff we had talked about, and we were just, there's such a wide range on sexual healing, love, romance. So we actually just touched on a little bit of everything, and we also had talked about adult novelty and different things like that we had discussed. So we had discussed a little bit of romance, adult novelty that we had talked about, my business as a womb healer, because I do sell adult novelties. I don't sell all of the adult novelties that I used to. I do have a selection now. But we did discuss that and the womb healing and the women's group and just romance and love and intimacy. So we touched on a little bit of everything. It was a really juicy show.
Right, definitely it was. Well, my interest is with the womb healing, and I'm going to, you know, touch down on this really quickly because the show is about you, but lately, haven't you, well, I don't know how much you watch the news or listen to the news, but lately, a lot of women are coming forth and saying that they were touched inappropriately or they were raped, you know, and this was years and years ago when this happened. For instance, Harvey Weinstein, I think that's his name, a lot of the stars are coming forth saying how he had touched them inappropriately and raped women. And somebody else, they said, had was brought up, well, not brought up, was accused of molestation. I can't think of it. But you know, what I'm wondering is, and then I think what I'm thinking too is that these women had compromised their sacred place to be in the spotlight. You understand what I'm saying? They went along with it as long as they got in a movie deal, or if they got this, they got that. Now they're crying that this happened all these years later. So what, I just can't, you know, it behooves me how a woman would wait that long to even say anything like that, because, like I had mentioned, go on, dear.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes what happens is we hold back a lot of that trauma. It's buried somewhere. And so we hold it back. Something happens that years later that can trigger it. And mm-hmm. so sometimes for some women, that's why they bring it up. And it kills me because sometimes people will say, you got raped this long ago, you should be over it by now. You can't mm-hmm. tell me how long it takes for me to heal from that trauma.
That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? So so some women can heal a lot sooner than others. Some are more just, I don't want to say stronger, because we all have that strength. We just have to dig mm-hmm. for it, because sometimes we have been put through so much in our life. There are some things that makes us weak, makes us vulnerable. But you have that moment of strength, or that moment that I'm going to come forward, or I'm going to face my horrific outcome that had transpired. I'm going to face this person that has done this to me. So there's something that happens that triggers it, and it brings it to the surface. It becomes very emotional because we didn't attend to it. We didn't pay attention to it. We blocked it. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
that's what happens sometimes. Is sometimes it takes a little longer for us to focus on it. Sometimes we just have it buried somewhere within us, and that's why we forget. We put it. Some of us bury it so deep. We forget about the actual trauma. We know that it's something that's hurting us, something that's tugging at us, but we will actually forget because we have covered it up so deep. And I've had women come to me and say, I don't know why I feel like this. I don't know why I feel insecure, or why I don't want my husband to touch me, or why I feel ashamed of my body, or ashamed of my husband or my boyfriend or whomever, my lover, looking at me. It's a lot of us mm-hmm. that also has that shame of our bodies. And it's something that has triggered or has happened in our life that caused us to feel that insecurity. And so, yeah, it comes that time where we want to heal, and we may come to someone and say, I need help. I just don't know what I need help with. I don't understand why I feel this way. And things start to surface, or something may happen that causes that trigger to take place.
Okay. In another instance, I know a young lady who was having an affair with a coworker. Well, he was her boss. And, you know, when she wanted to break the affair off, I guess he didn't, so he started reprimanding her, you know, doing all kind of things to, you know, just to agitate her. So she filed sexual harassment against him, and she won. But my thing is, if you're in an affair and you're the sex is consensual, then all of a sudden, you know, something goes west and you're crying sexual harassment or a sexual assault, you know, I really think that that's not fair for either one of you to go through. First of all, you put yourself through that trauma than the other person, you know. But these are things that happen. You know, we have women who cry wolf and there's no wolf. You see what I'm saying? Then you have the woman that cries wolf and there is a wolf. Then you have the woman that's just crying for whatever, and then you don't know who to believe, why you believe them, or whatever. So my thing is, a person who, for that instance, then I know another young lady who compromised herself with a gentleman, and so when he was persistent, she wanted to back off, and she threatened to file sexual harassment against him. But you put yourself in these predicaments, and then you, you know, instead of being adult about it, because sometimes you can break off relationships and, you know, the other person is okay with it. But if you just all of a sudden, you know, I really don't know the ins and outs, you know, how it came about, but, you know, the two women, you know, cried sexual assault. And true, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to, you know, a man isn't supposed to, you know, put his hands on a woman if she doesn't let him. But all this time you've let him, you've had sex with them, you let them touch you, then all of a sudden, you know, you want to cut it off. And see, men, they just feel that they're supposed to do what they want to do anyway. So it's a way that you have to break things off with men, because if you don't do it right, you may end up dead or beat up or whatever, you know, because I've seen it on on ID, you know, these women get in these relationships, then all of a sudden they see somebody else they want to be with, they want to break up with that person gets angry. They start stalking you and, you know, doing whatever, but women sometimes put themselves in positions where they can cause bodily harm to themselves, and they can cause men to act out of character on the strength of what they do. I'm not saying that all
right.
women do that, but there are some women who do put themselves in those predicaments, and then, you know, as soon as something happens, they're crying wolf. Now, those women who were trying to get into the movies, trying to get into Hollywood or whatever, and they, you know, compromised themselves by letting this man touch them, letting him have sex with them, whatever. And so now they're big movie stars, so whatever, and now they're crying.
And now they
want to
talk about it.
Right. They should have.
You know what?
First
Let
of
me...
all. Go on.
Go ahead. No, what I
first
was
going to
what I was just. go ahead, Mr. Lynch.
Well, first
go
of all,
ahead.
They should not have put themselves in that predicament, because, first of all, if you know, it's called a casting couch. When you go into that director's office or whatever, and if he, the first time he gets inappropriate with you, if you don't put him in his place, he's going to continue to do what he wants to do to you until he does it. You see what I'm saying? If you don't go in there and say, well, you know, if he say, well, take off your clothes and all this whole kind of stuff, and you start taking your clothes off, the next thing you're going to say, well, lay down on the couch, and then he's going to be on you and on top of you and in you. Instead of you saying, well, I'm not taking my clothes off, for what? You know, you need to nip it in the bud, but I guess they were so desperate and wanting to, you know, be on a big screen or, you know, whatever it is they compromised for, you know, instead of just saying no.
Absolutely.
So,
here's the interesting thing, and I'm just going, you know, I guess I'm playing a devil's advocate on this one when I say this, but the thing that gets me with this kind of stuff that happens with the women, and then we look at, you know, you put yourself in this situation, the thing that gets me, though, is that men do it. Men do the same thing. And so if a woman does it to get ahead or do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because you do have these men that sleep with these their female bosses and do what they need to do to get to the top. So if a woman does it, but then later, I know some of you sisters do sit up there and be like, you know what, now I'm blackmailing and I'm doing some extra shit that you don't need to do, because you basically did what you needed to do to climb to the top. Or whatever it was that you did, okay? But the thing is that gets me is when I hear some of these stories, I think the sister did no different than what some of these brothers do. You know what I mean? And so that just becomes my thing is that piece. But I do dislike when it is stretched out beyond what it needs to be, beyond repair. Because sometimes you do have where someone is playing the victim. And so when someone truly does become a victim of some of these experiences that they have within the open couch, the Hollywood and different. Yeah, the casting couch or Hollywood, whatever it is for you to expand and move, do a lateral move, and you feel like I need to utilize my body to get to where I need to. What is the saying? I got to use what I got to get what I want type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing that some of these guys do, because these gentlemen will sit there and actually, and I talk about this all the time. I say, you know, men have a way of really making love to a woman's mind. They just mind, they know how to mind fuck us. They know what to say, what we want to hear, what we like. And so they say these things that will entice us, and it will enhance our desire for whatever it is that they're trying to visually put in our head, that this is how life will be, or this is how things will be if you come over here to this side where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Or if you let me get a little bit of this. So that becomes my thing with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, you know, but the difference between men and women, you know, how many men have come forth and said that, oh, she seduced me, she raped me, you know, she made me
right.
do it. You know, you're not going to hear that when it comes to men. But, you know, women are, you know, we're built different. And if it's truly something that, you know, you're being sexually harassed. Because I remember one job that I was on, this man actually pulled his penis out, pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I said, you obviously don't know me. So he said, what do you mean? I said, I will go to your supervisor, superior court, and everything if you don't put your penis back in your pants and get out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. You know, because I don't know what he thought he was going to do when he took it out, but he certainly was not going to do anything to me with it.
Right.
You know, and from that point on, he never said anything to me again, but I noticed that my position, my job was changing a little bit, so I went to his supervisor and told him what had happened. His supervisor says, well, he's been here for a while, and I just don't think he's that type of person and all this and that. I said, well, I can tell you he did do that. And see, I don't know what kind of cahoots they was in. But a couple of weeks later, the guy who pulled his penis out on me was in a car accident and was killed. So, you know, yeah. So, but, you know, when I told his supervisor about it, he just told me, well, I don't think he would do anything like that because he's a good worker, blah, 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 blah. He's been here all these years. And I don't care if he built the building that we was working in. I know what he did.
Right.
You know, but see, if I had went along with him and, you know, let him do whatever, I don't know what he was planning on doing when he pulled it out. But if I had went along with him, you know, and then it's not to say anything that's going to be guaranteed, because he could have got what he wanted, you know, because sometimes these supervisors, they be having sex with these women and telling them, well, you'll get a grade and all this and that. And then when they don't get it, they get mad and upset and, you know, wanting me calling their wives and all this whole kind of stuff. Nip it in the bud. Don't do it. Work for your grade. You don't have to, you know, lay on your back to get a grade. You know, but it's just crazy. This is a crazy, lustful world. You know, it's just so much lust going on until it's not funny. You know, so.
Wow.
But.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really something, you know. And now, have you ever heard this commercial where it says something you, how does it go? It's only one way to get sex. You can't buy it. And something else, then it says the only way you can get it is with consent. Other than that is rape.
Mm-hmm.
That commercial sounds so degrading as far as I'm concerned. Because it's a commercial that I hear it mostly on the radio, and it says the only way is how does that thing go? You can't have sex. The only way you can't have sex You can't, you know, it's the only way you can have sex. You can't buy it. There's something else that it says, you have to have consent. But that's just like saying, you know, to me, it's just degrading, because sex, you know, just saying that as long as you get someone consent, you can have sex. That's not how it's supposed
right.
to be. You know, so every time I hear it, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Because people are treating, well, there's a difference between sex and lovemaking. There is a difference. And people are just having sex. You know, a lot of people are just having sex. There's no more lovemaking and being intimate with somebody. They'll call you up in the middle of the night, can I come over for a few minutes? Sure, come on, bit, bam, thank you, ma'am, and that's it. You know, so I think if people get back to being a little bit more sensual, a little bit more intimate, and being in love and making love, you know, maybe a lot of these diseases wouldn't be spreading, you know, wouldn't be crying rape, and, you know, a lot of these things would change up, because I do believe that, remember when Mike Tyson got charged with raping that girl in his hotel room that night?
Yes.
I don't believe he raped her. I believe she got angry, because when he finished having sex with her, he basically was done and told her to go down and she could use his limo to go back home. And she really wanted him, you know, I guess she was looking for a relationship or whatever. But,
well, that's
you know,
the same thing that happened with Tupac, if you think about it, because he was like, me and this girl, we did something in the club. She gave me oral sex in the club. I come back. She's in the hotel with a bunch of the dudes that he hung out with, because evidently she thought, this is my assumption, she went with them thinking this is Tupac's hotel room. So I'm going to be able to get in with these people, and then I'll be able to talk to him or whatever. These are my allies. I'll be able to get in. And because of whatever happened, or because it was multiple men that she was with, she turned around and she reported Tupac and said, you know, he raped me, he did this. And he said, I never did anything with her in the hotel room. We did something in the – he insisted that so much that I believed his story. I really – till this day, the man is gone, and I still believe that story, because he was so insistent. His story never changed. And he said, this girl is coming at me. Probably because I know these men and because I have money. So she's going to come at me. But we did something here. We never was here when she reported it and said that I raped her in here. I wasn't even in there. So that was his thing. And then he was like, I'm trying to figure out, which here's another point that he made. He said, I'm trying to figure out why I'm standing here by myself. He said, why isn't everybody else that was in that hotel room with me, why aren't they standing by my side in here being charged with the same stuff I'm being charged with?
Yep.
That was a valid point. So for me, and I've been raped before, so for me, when somebody is sitting here saying, here's the things I want y'all to look at that did not happen, but if it happened, then why is this? Why is it? Like, he's pointing out different things. So I sat there and I said, nobody that raped somebody is going to sit there and say, if I did this, then why didn't this happen? Or why didn't she say this? Or why, you know, why wasn't this stated? Why aren't these people in here? If I was with all of these people and we gang raped her together, how come these people aren't standing here with me, being charged with me? And I said, wow. I said, I don't believe that a rapist would take it that far to be like, I insist this didn't happen. And because of that, here's what I'm telling you. Look at these facts. So,
Wow. you know, it's just sad. But we're going to talk. Let's get on and talk about the womb healing, because I'm very, you know, very interested in that. And I'm also want to know how, I think we touched on this in the last segment that you were on, how you got into that, for the ones who did not hear the last show, how you got into the womb healing business.
I got into it, actually, as an adult toy party planner and specialist, I would always advocate about Kegel workouts. So originally it started with me learning about the mineral stones that you can use to help tighten and tone your love muscles, but also the different energies that those stones have when healing internally and naturally. So I became very interested in that, and I started to be an advocate of yoni eggs. And there is how, that's actually how I got started. I started from that point and started to learn other healing methods. I learned about Queen Afua and her book, and she has plenty of books, but one of her books is called Sacred Woman. And so I read that book, and I'm like, I need to know more. I want to know more. And so I went on YouTube, and I went on Google, and I started to research and started to learn about different methods of womb healing and all of the womb illnesses that we as women can go through, and how some of these methods with different herbs can be healing for us. And so that's how I started that journey to learning about, our sacred cycle and learning about our menstrual and our and different ovarian cysts and the herbs that you can use to help with that and help with fibroids and just different things. And so I started to look at that, and I already deal with herbs anyway within other aspects of my business. And so I said, you know, let me work with this for womb healing. It all just felt like it fit in place, if that makes sense. You know, I'm already dealing with sexuality and different things like that. And so we, as women, and you used to sell sex toys, so you know, there are women that you're going to run into who have had some type of sexual trauma. And so they want to learn how to open themselves up sexually and be able to be more sexually expressive with their partners. So now this is my journey to assist in that, and then to find out what is it that has happened in your life, and how do we dig that out? How do we get you to open up to that and face that trauma so that you can heal, and then you can move forward in exploring a beautiful, healthy sexual life with your partner.
Mm-hmm. Now, explain to the listeners, what is the yoni egg?
The yoni egg is their mineral eggs that are utilized to help heal, tighten, and tone your yoni. They are eggs that, for example, rose quartz holds love properties. So each egg has a energetic property that it holds. Obsidian is for grounding. So if you feel off balance, that is a good stone to help ground you. It's also used for protection and different things like that. So you have different stones that have different meaning, but can also help to clear and cleanse you internally through your womb.
Now, if a person is using a yoni egg, how do they know which egg to use, and how do they use it, and how long does it take for the healing, and would you notice the healing, and when?
you can notice it right away. So when you purchase a stone from Sacred Womb Healing, you will get a 30-minute free 30-minute consultation, and you will be able to we also sit down and talk about different stones, different energetic properties that are within the stone, and what is it that you're utilizing the stone for, so that we know what will work for you. And so that's how we basically do it. Or you go on the site, and then if you go on sacredwombhealing.com and you go on the site, then what you'll do is you'll see the different properties that some of these stones have.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if you think you need to use about two or three of the stones? Would that be appropriate, or how does that work?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What if you felt you needed to use two or three of the different stones? How does that work? Would you use them back to back, or wait until, you know, a period of time? Is that we have to use one of them? You know, just how would you do that?
Well, so my suggestion is when you get a stone, we start off with something. Some people start off with something basic, and they work their way to the next stone. They see different properties that the stone has, and they'll say, okay, this stone looks like this would work for me, and that stone looks like that'll work for me. And then what they do is you build a relationship with your stone. The more energy that you put into the stone, the more that stone is going to work for you. So you have to build what I call the relationship with the stone. And then you'll feel it. You'll whatever it is that you want to happen within the stone, a lot of times you'll be able to feel that. Like sometimes I feel like I just want to grab my rose quartz, and that's the one that I want to use for a while. Sometimes it could be the next month. I'm like, that's the stone I'm grabbing. So I always say, if you have multiple stones, sometimes you may have a favorite stone that you want to work with the most, and sometimes you will feel your intuition. You will feel within your womb what it is that you need, and you will be guided. There's the word. And you will be guided to the stone that you need to use that particular day. There's no wrong or right way as far as when it comes to choosing which stone is going to work for you on that particular day, like which stone am I going to utilize, because that stone is going to call to you. You know, does
right.
that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. Well, what about, I'm quite sure you're familiar with the Benoit balls. What are their purpose, and would you recommend those as well?
The Benoit balls or the Benoit stones? Because they are Benoit.
Oh, I never heard of the Benoit stones, but let's just say the Benoit balls.
Okay, so yeah, I do recommend the Benoit balls, but I recommend the Pyrex, the glass, the hand blown glass. I do recommend those, and I do recommend the eggs, the yoni, not the yoni eggs, I'm sorry, the yoni Benoit balls, because they do have stones that are like that. My feeling with the eggs is because of how it's shaped, the fit seems to, our cervix kind of, not our cervix, but our yonis, our vaginal wall seems to hug and embrace the egg a lot better than the ball, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
I
can see how the egg is shaped. It's just like an egg, right? And it's
right.
bigger than the Benoit balls as well.
Except for the small ones, except for the small eggs. So we have large, medium, and small.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you know what size to choose?
So I normally sell the medium and the small ones. I have sold the large ones. The medium ones, if you've had a pregnancy and you've went through childbirth, I'll say the medium ones are the ones that you, or the large ones rather, you want to start with the large ones when you've had more than one child. Then you want to start with a large one and then work your way to the medium to the smaller ones. If you have not had a child, you can get away with, sometimes if you have one child, depending on the tightness of your vaginal walls, you can get away with the medium one, okay? And if you haven't had a child, you can get away with the medium one and then graduate to the smaller one. So that's how I normally determine it. I just ask, like, you know, have you had any births and how many? Maybe we want to just get you to doing the large one first and then working your way down. If it's just one child or it's no childbirth, then I will say, okay, well, then let's start with the medium one and then work our way. Let's just skip the large one and start getting that workout on. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. As you may know, I mean, as you do know, I am a senior citizen. Now, in my case, I would say that sometimes I suffer from incontinence, like when I sneeze or basically sometimes it's when I sneeze. So in that case,
and that's natural. I mean, you can laugh hard, and you have that. You can have that.
Right.
So yeah, I would still suggest that you try a large one, and then work your way down. It is. Some people see the large one and they're intimidated with it, and they're like, I can't do that. And some of y'all have had adult toys, have utilized adult toys that are way bigger than these yoni eggs. So I say, you can handle it. Trust me, it's okay. But
now let me ask you this about
the yoni
egg.
Some of you have had men who are well endowed as well. So
yes.
So don't be intimidated.
Yes.
Don't be intimidated.
Now, the yoni egg, when you insert it, do you use lubrication or you just put it in and are you laying down? I mean, do you lay down with it in, or can you get up and walk around with it in, or how does it work?
You can walk
around with it.
Yeah, you can walk around. When you first start using the yoni eggs, I do suggest that you stay in your house while using it. Do not, if you're going out, don't use it because, like you say, if you sneeze, it can shoot right out. If you're laughing too hard,
yeah.
If you cough. So those are the things you wanna watch out for. And you want to we've had some real funny yoni egg stories where sometimes it has even fallen out. Someone has sneezed and be talking to someone and someone will make them laugh real hard and it just rolls out of, you know, out of their pants leg and they're like, oh my
wow.
God, I'm so embarrassed. But you know, but and so it happens. It happens. I have forgotten that I've had it in, and you're so relaxed in the middle of the night when you go to bathroom. You're really, really, your muscles are relaxed. Your whole body is relaxed unless it's something that is tensing you up. And I've gone in there, and it has just plopped right in the toilet, and I'm like, oh my God!
Wow.
And so I'm fishing for it, half asleep. And I've had so many women say, oh, my God, this has happened to me. I say, hey, I'm supposed to be the professional. This happened to me, so it's okay. You know?
So how long do
yeah.
you leave it in at periods
oh,
of time?
That's a beautiful question. It really depends on you. That's what I say. I always say it depends on you. I've had women who have had it in for 48 hours and one lady who's had it in for almost a week. And she forgot
wow.
that it was in. So it really depends on you. If you have a beautiful relationship with your yoni egg is going to come out when it is ready. Because sometimes we go to push it out, and I've had people call me and say, it's not moving, it won't come out. And I'm like, it's okay. It really snugs within our tissue. It lays and rests where it lays. And sometimes it feels like there's work that needs to be done, so it's still sitting there, vibrating and doing all of that energetic work to heal. So I say it's not ready to come out yet. Just let it take its course, and then squat and bear down just a little, and it will pop right out. It will come right out. You know. So we do talk about different techniques within the 30-minute free consultation. When you purchase a yoni egg from us, we do talk about different techniques that you can do if you feel like she's not coming out. I don't know what's going on. We talk about the squatting, the rocking, the side to side, different techniques that you can do to help her shift and move right out. So it's fun, and we even have a girls group where we pop our yoni eggs in. And we talk, and we do a video conference, and we show our eggs and talk about our eggs and why we purchased our eggs. And then we'll move away from the camera just for a little bit, long enough to stick it in. And then we're sitting back in front of, yeah, I got mine in. And we're having fun and just laughing and talking. And then we go through our Kegel workout and our meditation and manifestation session. So it's really fun because we, Sacred Womb Healing, we're not no joke. We're like, if you bought an egg, I don't care if you bought it from us or didn't buy it from us. Let's talk about it. Let's get through the education of it, and let's do a free session, and everyone come in as a group. And I don't do this so often, but I do this maybe every few months, every quarter, where I'll invite people to come in on Zoom and come in with their yoni eggs, be ready to put it in, and let's do some work.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you another question about the yoni egg, maybe a little far-fetched, but has anyone ever expressed to you having an orgasm while the egg is in them?
Yes. So, okay. Let me tell the beautiful things about stones is that, because you had mentioned, I don't think I answered it or got a chance to answer, when you had asked about the lubrication. With Pyrex glass, with the hand-blown glass that I talk about, people are so intimidated of using it because they think it's going to break inside of them. We have people that think the same thing with the yoni eggs. And what I say is the beautiful thing about those eggs is that when you insert them, it's a natural lubrication that takes place. So if there's women out there, sisters, if there's some of you who have an issue with natural lubrication, that stone and that Pyrex hand-blown glass, it's something about it that causes that friction, that natural lubrication that starts to take place. And so you'll feel very, very moist. It's easy to push it in. If you're still having issues, I say, you know, just take some coconut oil and put it on the tip of the egg just before you insert it inside of you. Or if you want to just put a little bit around the trim of your lips, the outer part of your lips, or just before the inner part where you're getting ready to insert it, then do that. And that way you'll have a smooth entrance when you're putting it in.
Okay, another question. Does it matter how you put the egg in, the pointy part or the round part? What goes in first, or does it matter?
The smaller part.
Goes in first, okay. So if a person put it in the other way, it wouldn't be efficient or what?
No, it can shift. Sometimes it'll shift because some people have said, you know, I stuck it in and it feels like it's sideways a little bit. And it depends on how we're curved and how our tunnel of love is shaped. So so you may stick it in that way and it may shift and be a little sideways or whatever. But it's nothing to worry about. Just work your egg. Sometimes if you feel that it's going to, sometimes you feel that it drops to the tip of your outer opening, vaginal opening, and you just take your finger and you push it in and just kind of shift it to wherever it feels comfortable. And so, yeah, you may have to squat or whatever. And this is in your beginning stages, by the way, when you're just getting to know your egg and your egg is just getting, you know, just getting to know you, that you'll start to have that where it's getting ready to come out, if you will. And so you just take your finger and you just shove it back in or you shift it. And then you just walk around, but you keep clenching and squeezing and working your muscles. And before you know it, you're doing it so much that you don't need to really do it consciously anymore. It's just happening for you. Yeah. So you'll start to feel like you're tightening. You're just naturally tightening and working it that way. And again, there'll be times that you're not even going to realize that it's in you because you've worked with it so much. So that's the beautiful thing about it.
So how do you know when your muscle has been tightened? Because I understand, I may be wrong, but I understand that's when women become incontinent because the walls in their vagina is weak. So if the if the yoni egg tightens that up, you'll no longer have incontinence, or, you know, is that the
you'll start to notice if you're paying attention. Like some women will say, you know, they're consistently, if they sneeze, cough, or whatever, it's so frustrating because no matter what it is, they could laugh hard. And because their muscles are so weak, they are having a little tinkle or whatever. You'll start to notice that there's dryness a lot longer. There's less squirting or trinkle that's coming out. So you'll start to notice the difference. In addition, when you're having sex, you'll notice that your partner, you're starting to feel like, I can really feel the friction. I can really feel, you know, your sexual experience is different. And he will even notice. He will even notice that, oh, my gosh, you feel tighter. You know, so it's noticeable. And it's noticeable on both parties.
Okay, so you say this, and when you first put the yoni egg in, you will notice a difference as far as any type of trauma or what you're trying to accomplish with whatever stone that you're using.
Let me say this. You have to be opened to receiving this. I say that because some women will say, okay, and listen to the show, I'm going to buy a yoni egg, and I'm going to follow the instructions, and I'm going to do it. But they're not ready to heal. Internally, they're not ready. They're mentally and internally, they're not ready to heal. Does that make sense? They're not receiving it. So because they're not receiving it, they may come back and say, Jay, this isn't working. Goddess Jay, this isn't working. And I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? Let's talk and book an appointment with me so we can figure out what's going on, because there's something that's happening, Goddess, that that is causing you not to receive this. And sometimes people will say, I feel a connection with it. Some people will say, I'm not feeling the connection, or I had this connection, but now it's gone. And it's like, okay, there's something that's happening that's causing you not to be connected with your egg or even the thought process of the healing work. So you have to be open to do it, because there are some women that I have had who I've said, here's your work. Here's some homework that you have to do upon doing this. And some of them will do it and some of them won't. And then I'll get a call for another appointment for them to talk to me about how things are not changing and shifting. And it's like, okay, well, what's happening? And then we'll realize there's other trauma that they just haven't faced yet, or they did not complete the work that I told them that they need to do. See, when you're with me and you're booking an appointment, you're only with me for, depending on what your appointment is, from 30 minutes to an hour and a half. There's more work that needs to be done. We can't just do it at a snap of a finger within that time frame of a session. So you have to be willing to do the work in between our sessions as well.
Right. Wow. So in other words, if you're not open for this, then you're really wasting your time. So you have to really be open and willing. And, you know, you have to have a little bit of coaching as well. So
yes.
If you don't have those things, then you don't need to really get a yoni egg. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say if you're not ready for it, if you're not ready to do the work. It is fair to say don't waste your money and don't waste your time. Because, again, I've had people to purchase the egg, and then I'll text them or inbox them. I'm just checking on you, Queen Goddess. I'm just checking on you. What is it that you are, what is it that you're doing with your egg, or when was the last time you used your egg? And and they will be like, oh, I haven't used it for months or whatever, or, oh, yeah, I got to start using that egg. And I'm like, see, it's not, you know, you're not doing what you need to do.
Right. They're not really ready, you know, because if they
right.
were, they wouldn't, when you asked them, they would have answered right away, well, it's done this, I did this, whatever. But, oh, I'm going to start using it. I put it up in the closet, you know, so that lets you know right there that they're not ready for it, you know, because you have to have an open mind, number one, when you're involved in doing something that is going to be beneficial for yourself. Sometimes we neglect ourselves, you know, for various reasons. You know, a busy
Absolutely.
Housewife may be, you know, too busy to do this and do that. But sometimes you have to really stop and take care of yourself. You have to give yourself, maybe, you know, you can set out a little schedule. You say, well, 30 minutes in a day, I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to soak in a tub. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You have to be about yourself, you know, because if you don't, you neglect yourself. The next thing you know, you run into the doctor. You can't understand why this is happening, why that is happening. A lot of these diseases and illnesses are preventable if we would just take care of ourselves, you know.
Absolutely.
As far as
Absolutely.
Diet, exercise, you know, taking care of our inner self as well as our outer self, because a lot of women are, you know, developing breast cancer and cervical cancer, and all these different cancers are developing in them, and it's, you know, coming from them being neglected, neglecting something in their life, in their body, that's causing these things. You know, if a woman smokes, you know, constantly, it not only can it cause cancer, but smoking cigarettes can also cause you to have strokes. You know, I was just speaking to a girlfriend of mine. I hadn't spoken to her in, you know, for a little while, and I called her. She told me she had had a stroke, and she smoked like a
wow.
chimney. You know, so you know, I always say make your health your wealth. You know, if you can afford to
Absolutely.
Hire a chef, you know, hire a chef, you know, get them to get your healthy meals together. If you can afford to go to the gym, go to the gym, or, you know, do exercises in your home. You know, but you should always make your health your wealth, you know. Everything else should be secondary, because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to enjoy anything in life, you know. So that's just my motto, make your health your wealth. Now, I'm not the healthiest person in the world, but I do. Well, my only issue is that I'm overweight. But that can be resolved if I lose, you know, the weight. And, of course, I'm working on that. But, you know, I have friends of mine who are dead or ill, you know, that have been neglecting their health for years, And, you know, now they're on all this medication and, you know, going through this and, you know, and I really don't want to exist like that. I don't want my life to just be that I have to take 100,000 pills a day to exist. You know, I don't want to go through that, you know. And then, you know, you be on all those chemicals, it throws your natural, the natural balance of your life is thrown off. It causes other different things to go wrong in your body. You know how they be having these commercials, take this and take that, but it will cause you to have heartburn, suicidal thoughts and all this and that. And I'm going to take that? No, no. I'd rather, it's like they say, you're taking medicine for incontinence. You take this medicine, it'll cause you to have diarrhea, this, that, blah, 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 blah. I'd rather go in and just have a pee on myself, you know, excuse my expression, than to have diarrhea, headaches, almost going blind, deaf, dumb, and all that crazy stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, it's a good thing, you know, what you're doing, Jade, as far as, like, you know, counseling these women and coaching these women and helping them to understand the use of the yoni stone and, you know, how to use it, you know, and also explaining to them just what it will do for them, you know, because sometimes people don't even explain things to you. Because sometimes you go to the doctor and all they can tell you is, well, take this medicine and call me in the morning or whatever, whatever, whatever. And
right. When
I go to the doctor, I'd be asking them all kind of questions. Well, you know, what is the effects? What are the side effects? And if the side effects sound real crazy to me, well, no, doc, I don't want to take that. You know, so what you're doing, I do applaud you, you know, for what you're doing. And, you know, like I know you do have some customers who may not be satisfied, but, you know, like you had mentioned, is because they're not following directions and they're not really ready. And if you're not ready for something, then you can't blame another person for it. You know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So let's.
Well,
touch
I always
on.
Say I always have a disclaimer. I will say I always have a disclaimer, and I tell people, you know, doing this work, you should be contacting me a few times. It shouldn't be just this one appointment, and I say, let them know that it takes time to heal. So it's not
right.
a overnight or one visit to do so.
Right.
So,
that is true.
Yeah, that's also included in the work. So, yeah, you have to be committed.
That
so thank
true.
You. Thank
now
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's talk. This is because we're getting a little close on time. Let's talk about what do you call it?
Twin flame?
No. What's a ten flame?
Oh, I thought you were talking about couples. Okay.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the is it called the womb pot or?
The steaming? The womb steaming?
Yeah, the womb steaming, yes. Let's talk about that because I really want to try that. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just let the listeners know exactly what that is and, you know, how you have helped clients with that as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. So the sacred womb herbal steam, it is different herbs that are we call them vaginal herbs that steam medicine. We call them steam medicine. And so what this does is I have a pot that you sit on. I call it, you know, the throne or the yoni throne, the yoni pot. But
mm-hmm.
you're sitting on this beautiful chair, and then there's a pot that's underneath, and it has all of these different herbal properties that helps with womb illnesses and yoni illnesses, like it pulls toxins out of the body. It helps to relieve menstrual cramps. If you are someone
mm-hmm.
who is not getting your menstrual on a regular basis, it actually are there are herbs that help bring your menstrual in a regularity. So it helps that regularity. It helps relieve heavy menstruation. It helps with your hormones, detoxifying. It helps. It's also beneficial because the way that I do it, you are also sweating, so it's pulling from detoxing the pores. So you're going through another detoxification there, and it also helps burn calories. So that's a beautiful thing because it's like a cardio workout because you're sweating as well when you're on my pot. But it helps with that. It helps assist with fluid retention. It helps with any growth. It helps with fertility, any emotional, spiritual, and mental imbalances. It actually helps with. It helps assist with that. I will say with the mental and emotional, that is a part of the breakthrough within that treatment. So when you are on my pot, we're going through a one-on-one. If you are someone who experienced vaginal steaming before and you went into like some type of boutique where they do the steaming, you may have been put on a pot and then they just walk away and the staff will come back later on to talk to you. But they come back and they pull you off of that pot. I'm sitting there with you the entire time. I am wiping the sweat off of your face. If you are crying, I'm wiping your tears. I am wiping the snot coming from your nose. I am there with you, sister, holding your hand, you know, rubbing you down, just being there for you and being in your presence. So, and we're talking, we're praying, we're singing, whatever it is that you feel moved to do, that is what we're doing at that time. So it is very powerful and very beautiful to be on the pot of a practitioner that is from university, from Womb Steaming University. It's awesome. I love the benefit and all that it does to help heal and detoxify and help remove, you know, excess waste and cysts and fibroids and just different things that we hold within our womb and our yonis that we don't even realize. And some of us pass through different things. Some people pass through impurities. They pass through, I've heard of people passing through different, what is the worms called that comes, oh my gosh. I'm at a brain freeze. I'm so sorry. But I've had people who will pass these, you know, living, what is it called? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm just at a.
Wait a minute, I know it.
Parasite, there it is.
You're a parasite, right?
So you're,
it was on the tip of my tongue as
I'm
well.
I'm like, what the hell? What is that? Why isn't it coming out? I'm sorry. live radio, that's what happens. But yeah, so I've seen women like they pass through parasites and have heard stories of, you know, that's beyond my experience and I'm like wild every time. So you just never know and just experience it. It's a beautiful experience. It's a lovely experience. So I always encourage people to try it out. Just try it if you haven't tried it. Try it at least once. But I know that for those who have tried it with me, they do call me and say, hey, I want to do it again. So it's obviously an awesome experience for people to come back.
So how many times does it take to get all those impurities out of you, or do you just come back whenever you're feeling down and out, or, you know, how does that work?
It really depends on the person, Miss Delicious. I've had people who only they heal after one visit, and I've had people that needed to come 4 and 5 times. So it really depends on the person, their needs, and how deep their the toxicity is within them. How deep the scarring and the trauma is within them. So it has to deal with how much work do we have to do to make this happen, to manifest and make some shifts in your life. So, yeah, it depends on the womb. It depends on the yoni. It depends on the person.
Okay. Wow, that is so very interesting. And, you know, hopefully our listeners are, well, I'm quite sure they're learning something tonight, because you're always going to pick up some type of good information when Goddess Jade gives out information. So, and also, are you holding on the lines? You can push the 1 and ask your questions. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared, yes.
You know, push that 1, you know, but now another
listen,
thing.
I just want to say this. Can I say this real quick before we, because I completely forgot to say this.
Go on.
There are, okay, so I want everybody who's listening, and even if you don't go with, whether you go, you choose to go with Sacred Womb Healing or someone else for the yoni eggs, I want you to be cautious with who you purchase your yoni eggs from, because there are some people in the market who are selling eggs that are stones. And they are not yoni eggs. Just because it is shaped like an egg, ladies, does not mean that it is safe, vaginally safe for insertion. So I really, that is one thing.
How can you tell the difference between a true yoni egg and a fake yoni egg? Excuse me.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I want to say, is that there are eggs that are stones that are not meant to be utilized for insertion. When I say that, some people have Pyrex gold is toxic, so you don't want to it's like what? It has, what is the material that pennies are made out of? It's like the copper. You don't want to insert that. And there are eggs that are made, there are eggs that are shaped stones that are shaped like eggs. And so some people will think, oh, I can put this in. I can utilize this stone. What is it? Is it sulfite? I'm just saying this off of the top of my head because I don't have it written down, which I should have. But the sulfite is am I saying, is it sulfite or sulfite? Some of y'all should know what I'm saying. But it is a salted kind of stone that liquefies. This particular stone cannot, it liquefies if it is wet. It kind of deteriorates. So you cannot put this stone, this is not meant to go inside of us. You cannot even get this stone wet, should not get it wet. But people will think, and they will look at the properties of that and think, oh, I can put this, I can use this stone. So there are certain stones that you cannot utilize. If it is any quartz, like clear quartz, rose quartz, the smoky quartz, you can use those. Nephrite jade, you can use that stone as well. The bloodstone is a stone that you can use. So there's different stones that you can utilize, but you cannot, you should not think that every stone, like, do your research before you purchase the stone. See if it is yoni safe, that it is safe, vaginally safe to be used, because there are some stones that have toxicity in them. There are some stones that are porous, so it holds bacteria. It's easy to crack. So you don't want to utilize those particular stones. So I do want to throw that out there real quick.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you did, because it may have been someone listening that may have went through a bad stone. You see what I'm saying? So now they know.
Yeah.
So I'm quite sure they appreciate that. Okay, let's touch on this topic, erotic expressions.
Okay.
Explain to the listeners that particular journey that you're on with erotic expressions and how they can utilize that as well as the other different subjects we've talked about tonight.
Absolutely. So erotic expression is an adult toy pleasure party business. So we have all kinds of different products. We are revamping, though, because, again, there are a lot of products that I have taken off the market since I have opened up Sacred Womb Healing and since I have learned a lot more of the protection that you can use. So there are different stones. I'm saying different stones. There are different toys that are safe, like the medical grade silicone. There are organic toys. Those are the toys that I will be really pushing. But erotic expression, we have fun. We have adult toy parties. We have online parties on Periscope. So we do that as well. And so we do parties on Zoom or Periscope as well, private parties. And yeah, we just basically we have fun. But I will say to you all, I am debating on whether I'm going to have erotic expression as just erotica or if I'm going to continue with the adult novelty being in that online business, if that makes sense. Because I also do erotica as well. So, yeah.
So explain to them what you mean by erotica, because, you know, some people may be thinking something that you're just writing about or, you know, can you give them a little bit more detailed about the erotica?
Yes, it's erotic poetry that I do. And so I just, I just write greeting cards and different erotic poetries and stuff.
Okay. Well, it sounds good because sometimes, you know, especially around Valentine's Day and, you know, the holidays or, you know, anniversaries and, you know, different occasions like that, when someone is looking for something to be, you know, a little erotic, you know, they can certainly get it from you, you know, because some stores you can't always get.
Absolutely.
Things that, especially something coming that's personal, that's coming from someone who, you know, is in that line of business. And I'm quite sure even, you know, listening to, because I've heard some of the erotic poetry that you expressed on when we had our erotic poetry night. And I must say, you really, really have the gift for writing erotica and reciting it. So that's a plus
Thank
as well.
You.
So if you decide to give up the erotic expressions and just do the erotic, I'm quite sure that'll take off as well. So, you know, I do wish you well in all your endeavors that you do, because you do them well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. So we're getting down to the wire. Why don't you let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, and, you know, how they can set up appointments for whatever it is that you want to be a service to them. And
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can find me at sacredwombhealing.com to book an appointment or just to see what it's all about. Just go to our services, and then that way you can see all of the things that I do. Some of them are really deep, so I don't want anybody to get grossed out, because we talk about everything from sex magic to our sacred cycle, how to honor and pay homage to our cycle and to Mother Earth. So we get into different rituals that you can do as well if you look on a site. So some people are like, wait a second, I didn't know it was like this. So it can get a little deep. I just want to throw that out there. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Womb Goddess Jade. You can pull it up that way, or just Jade Bryan. You can also find us at, we have Sacred Womb Healing, so facebook.com/sacredwombhealing. And then on Facebook and Twitter, on Instagram and Twitter, I am at Womb Goddess 69.
Right.
I had to throw the 69 in there. I just thought that that was so cute from what I do from both of my businesses.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, darling. And, you know, if that gets your business, then that gets your business. You know, and I do appreciate that. This has been a remarkable show this evening, I got to say. And I'm so glad that you did get the time to come back and, you know, to recap and to give us some more and, you know, newer information. And I'm quite sure the listening audience and you guys that's holding on the line, shame on you for not pushing that one. I know you have 1,000 questions. Don't call me asking me nothing. But it's
absolutely
all good. I'm just glad you guys are there listening anyway, you know, because, you know, I'm quite sure that some of you have taken something away from this show, you know, and, you know, I do appreciate that. So we're going to give Goddess Jade a round of applause.
Thank you. Aw, thank you.
Yes, that's what got us Jade this evening.
Thank you,
you know,
thank you.
Yeah, and I just can't thank you enough, Goddess, for coming on. And, you know, anytime that you want to come back, you know, just get in touch with me, you know, because I'm quite sure there's always going to be more and more information that you can, you know, give up to the listeners, because I know that you're busy, you know, doing more things than, you know, each time that we've talked. So
that's okay. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about next time. We're going to talk about love, couples, and twin flames and soulmates and what the difference
is.
All
right.
Yeah, we're going to get
all right. Well, that sounds like a part three to me.
All right.
Or either
you
can become a regular.
I love being on your show, and I love, you know, when you're hanging out with me as well on mine. So thank you.
Oh, no doubt. And anytime you want me to come over there, just give me a holler, girl. But, well, you know what? Thursday nights, I don't. What time
it's hard
is
for you to come
on?
Erotic Talk Radio is on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night.
Oh, you didn't give the listening audience your URL to get to that show as well.
Oh,
you didn't mention
yes,
that.
I did not. Thank you. I did not. Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to check us out, Erotic Talk Radio, we're here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. So you would go to blogtalkradio.com/Erotic Talk Radio, and that way you can check our station out. Yeah. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to see if I can't make that possible one Thursday, but you know my situation. I work.
Absolutely, I understand.
At night.
We'll
but,
get you on
know,
there one day, though.
Yeah, you will. But, Jade, it's been a pleasure, darling, having
Thank
you back
you
on
again.
Here, like
mm-hmm.
I said. And, you know, anytime you're more than welcome to come back. And I think we are going to do a part three, you know, because the more we talk, the more we talk. So,
hey.
You know, yeah, so we're going to have a part three and, you know, hopefully you guys will come back. And the next time you come back, please push the one, you know, because, I mean, it's no harm in asking a question. And there are no dumb questions, you know, so don't feel like you know, it's going to be a dumb question, you know, because there are no dumb questions you have to ask and so you can understand. But Goddess gave a lot of information tonight because as far as the stones were concerned, you guys may have been using the wrong yoni stones, and now you know, okay? And also she has where you can get an appointment to use the yoni pot, which you sit on and get the toxins out and get your cycle together, and it's just so much that this yoni pot will do for you, so, you know, hit her up for that. And erotic expressions, and you know, Jade wears a lot of hats, and she wears them well. So you know, going over there and check her out, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you know, get to know her. You know. So with that being said, again, thank you, Goddess. And remember,
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, darling. And remember, if you guys are drinking, don't drive. If you're driving, don't drink. I like talking to you, not about you. Love seeing you, not viewing you. And remember, it's nice to be somebody important, but it's more important to be nice to somebody. Tell people you love them and mean it, because there's nothing wrong with loving somebody. Help people out. Never look down on a person unless you're helping them up. With that being said, good night, everybody. Love you. Have a beautiful weekend. This is Gail St. Francis Johnson signing off. If life gives you lemons, make a martini. Good night, everybody. Good night, Goddess.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the internet. Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.